Matt Johnson back with more of the pregame show as the Yellow Jackets taking on Minnesota Morris for Senior Day. And speaking of seniors, I'm now joined by a senior middle blocker, A.J. Runk. And A.J., thank you for taking time with the pregame interview. Always good to get a player's perspective on how things are going this year. 4 years in now, this is your last ride. Senior Day, I know that's a big day for you, but you guys coming in here 2-0 in the conference. Not a bad start.
Nope.
8-11 overall. Just give us a sense on how you feel the season is going for you guys.
I think with our team being super young that we have been doing a lot better than what we all estimated ourselves to be. But we've proven ourselves that like we can, like even though we are young, that we can like still go out there and like be the bigger team and find ways to win.
It is a young team this year. There's no question about it. You and Briley, the only two seniors, and you guys have been going through a bit of a transition. I actually talked about it already with Coach Lynn Diedrich, that you guys are having to break in new setters. You're playing a different offense this year. You've been a 5-1, now a 6-2, and you've got the three players are trying to kind of split things up as far as the setting position. Being a senior, how do you think that transition has gone so far for the team?
It definitely has created a lot of bumps in the road, but we are there to go with it and work with it and try to find what fits best for our team.
It's just a transition.
It's hard because usually we'll have that transition done within preseason, but we're still working on it now, so it makes it a little bit tougher for us. But I think we've been doing good with cooperating with everyone and finding ways to put the ball down when we need to.
And now being your senior year, I know that you and Briley have had to take on additional leadership roles. I mean, that's something that you guys have not necessarily had to do as vocally in the past, but this is a team, like you said, that is young. It's a team that's trying to kind of find its way a little bit. There's been some ups and downs so far for the team. How much responsibility do you feel as a leader for this group?
Definitely a big leadership role goes into being seniors with Briley and I. But I know a lot of like our juniors and sophomores have been really good in stepping in as well and helping us with underclassmen and making it more of like a team leadership thing than just individual people having to pull their leadership. It's been super helpful to have our underclassmen come in and help with our freshmen, and it's kind of made us closer.
It does seem like everybody on the team gets along well. I mean, we can talk about how young it is and you know, how much transition it's been, switching to a 6-2 versus a 5-1 the last 4 years with Emily. But, you know, it does seem like this team is pretty close just individually, I mean, on and off the court.
Yeah, I would agree with that. I think all 4 years being here, this is the year that we've all clicked naturally and it's not been forced. So it's been nice that we can get along with everyone and actually have, like, a good team atmosphere and, like, a good team culture going around for a long season to come.
And now turning to this match today against Minnesota Morris. Of course, it's senior day. There's some emotions involved in that. But this is a Morris team that's pretty good. It's a team that is considered maybe the overall favorite to win the conference. They were the preseason pick in the coaches' poll. They return a lot of players from last year's team. What else do you know about the Cougars, and what are you expecting from them today?
I know they're going to come out with a fight, but we also have our home court advantage, so we're going to take that and use it as much as we can. We're not going to swoop down to their level. We're going to try to see what we can pull through here with all the strengths that we have and what we've been working on in practices. Like, we've been building up to this this game, so hopefully we can strive to do our best and just put it all out there.
All right, AJ, well, thanks for your time, and good luck today against the Cougars.
Thank you.
That was middle blocker AJ Runk. I'll be right back with the starting lineups and then the opening serve of this contest between the Yellow Jackets and the Cougars. Right after this, this is Yellow Jacket Women's Volleyball on 91.3 FM, KUBD West Superior.